This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as I bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right now it's spring training baseball down here, and they're everywhere. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe with the coronavirus effort. Now, don't forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. We're at Twitter at Captain's America. We're at Parler at The Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear us any other way, you can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and there's a Listen Live link right there. Click on it, and boom, you're listening to the show. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, leads things off. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those words, under God. Our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you said everything came to a standstill on the television out there in California because of?
Well, it looks like they've got there was a pursuit underway just a little bit before 11 o'clock West Coast time. That would be 2 o'clock Eastern time. And this particular pursuit, Captain, has ended to some degree. That's because the suspects drove in basically up to the front door of a Walmart, we believe, in Westminster. We're getting confirmation on that. And went right up to the front door, jumped out. Suspects running inside this Walmart. It's a big Walmart Costco supercenter, basically. And so now we've got police all around. They're looking to see if this could turn into some kind of barricade situation or some other kind of situation. But obviously, it is not resolved at this point, and there's still perhaps a lot to go here.
Ran into a Walmart. That doesn't sound good.
No, not at all. Maybe try to find a different way out. Maybe try to blend in. Who knows? But if they're armed and we don't know at this time, it could be very bad.
Sounds like a hostage situation. I certainly hope not. But anyway, let's get started, and we'll talk about New York's embattled Governor Cuomo. He is in huge trouble. Another woman, a third woman, has come forth. This time we have a picture of Cuomo putting his hands, not on her shoulder, but on the side of her face, and asking the question, can I kiss you? I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, this is, again, a very, very disturbing development in the ongoing saga now of women coming forward about Governor Cuomo.
There's three of them.
That's right. That's right. And each one of their stories is very, very disturbing indeed. And this picture, Captain, that has come out earlier today, this young woman sort of, you know, has this very terrified look on her face with the governor putting his hands around
It's like she's in shock.
Exactly, exactly. And who wouldn't be? This, you know, any kind of,
well,
of inappropriate thing can certainly make that reaction.
You know you're in trouble when Nancy Pelosi is calling the women's charges credible.
Exactly right. And this is now becoming an avalanche of sorts, coupled with the nursing home scandal. But the governor, of course, has tried to come out and say, well, maybe it could have been misinterpreted as a flirtation. You know, he was...
I was just playing,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry they interpreted it.
You don't play when you lay your hands on a woman. And like I say, this guy, he's got his hands on her shoulder, reaching for her face to give, like, one of those old face cuddles.
Right.
And then he says, can I kiss you? But anyway, and then, of course, what he did yesterday was he sent an official referral letter to the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, a day after the whiplash-inducing round of competing statements, which were released by both his office and the New York Attorney General's office about the scope and oversight of such an inquiry. Now, Biden also came out and said that he backs an independent review of the Cuomo sex allegations, something that Biden's accuser, Ms. Reid, never got a chance to do. They actually had her on TV tonight talking about all this.
Right, exactly. So there seems to be another sort of double standard going on there, obviously. But in the case of Cuomo, that's right. There should be an investigation and there should be, you know, a resolution to this somehow. But at least in terms of the political aspect of this, things do not look good for the embattled governor tonight, Captain.
And Fredo broke his silence on the discussion, the charges against his brother, the governor, and said that he can't cover. He blasted CNN for not saying that he could not cover his brother Andrew's harassment scandal.
Well, right, right. Well, of course, yeah.
Well, CNN isn't doing it anyway.
That's right. Well, precisely. Now, earlier they said they didn't want him to be interviewing the governor or covering the thing about the nursing homes. But, you know, this is one of those things, Captain, I think, that starts collapsing under its own weight very, very quickly.
And you know you're in trouble when the Cat in the Hat gets canceled, Dr. Seuss. Cat in the Hat got canceled with the cancel culture that's out there. Unbelievable. Folks, the people are going crazy out there, the progressive left liberals. But guess what? Their days are numbered.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And again, I am a person that takes Relief Factor at least twice a day. I have been for the last 5 years. I have to because of my left ankle injury that flares up on me fairly regularly, and this is the only product I found that's drug-free, 100% drug-free, and it not only goes to reduce the inflammation where I have it in my ankle and my left leg, but it also goes to the pain that I have, right straight to the source, and it's gone. Now, I took my second packet at around midnight a couple hours ago, my time here in Eastern Time Zone, and I'm telling you, within 30 minutes, I was out of pain. The swelling went back down out of my leg, and because I keep my foot elevated all night, and guess what? I feel fine, but I would hate to tell you what I'd be feeling like without it because I've been there, done that. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. And it supports the healing process, too. So, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And if you're in pain and you've got problems, this will help you. $19.95 is what it costs for the 3-week quick start, $19.95, at the website relieffactor.com/captain. And I'm telling you, it works for me. It'll work for you. Tens of thousands of people have taken advantage of this. Why shouldn't you? After all you got to lose is pain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, you just can't make this stuff up with the Cuomo stuff and all that. And we're going to get into Gretchen Whitmer in a little bit, too, probably after the bottom of the hour, that segment, because she's in trouble, too, for the nursing home stuff that went on in Michigan. And a reporter, an award-winning reporter, has sued her for information, and she says she's willing to take the lawsuit all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Governor Whitmer is another... Yeah.
Well, we'll have more about that, but yeah. Right now I want to get to all the buzz coming out of CPAC from the former President Donald Trump, his great speech, and all the different things that were done there. And the Democrats right away have jumped all over that, and the progressives, and they're going, well, these are the people that were there trying to assist. Well, these are the homegrown terrorists. Well, you know, I mean, everything is negative coming out of these people when they don't seem to understand that they... Everything they say about somebody, okay, this is the rule, folks, pay attention. Everything they say about the other folks, us on our side of the aisle, they're doing themselves. They're the ones.
Well, sure, exactly. And but they finally found a narrative that they can sort of stick to now that President Trump is out of office. But remember the narrative about the Russia hoax and this kind of stuff. It all goes back to that kind of concept. And now, Captain, they're starting to put disclaimers on the news stories saying, you know, there were all Trump supporters that went in the Capitol. There weren't any non-Trump supporters. And, you know, this kind of thing.
Not true.
Well, of course, but yet it's being regurgitated on the news broadcast as if everything's all been debunked. There's nothing to this. But yet, Captain, aren't there still investigations going on? Aren't they still, in fact, they're ramping up the prosecutions and the arrests.
And by the way, I got to say hello to Jim, retired firefighter, bought a nice Titan at Moss Nissan yesterday. Appreciate him meeting him and shaking his hand. He traded in his older Titan on a brand new one, and he's a happy camper trucking around right now. But I had the chance to run into somebody at Moss Nissan who actually was at the Capitol on January the 6th, and they were up around the corner, not at the rally per se. They were taking pictures from a distance up closer to the Capitol, and they told me what they saw. And I said, have you told anybody this? And he said, yep, we did. We've told the investigators because we saw what we did, and we gave them the film from our film. We gave them our cell phone so they could use the video that was there to try to figure out what was going on. They saw people in dark clothing get out of buses that drop them off at the corner of the rear of the structure of the Capitol where there was nobody back there. Remember, we talked about that?
That's right, yeah.
And there was around 100 or so that got out and got their gear together, put on their knee pad or protective gear, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, and their helmets, and they marched right up onto the upper deck where the front door was for the Capitol and started to assume a position there. Because remember, this whole episode started 20 minutes before the president's speech ended.
Well, exactly right. And that's why, again, as these prosecutions get ramped up, they keep catching more people because they've got them on video, we're going to find out what their allegiances are, what their affiliations are.
Well,
and it's going to be stunning, I think.
This person that I talked to yesterday, he showed me some of the still pictures that he had, and it was amazing. And I said, you got video? You had been this? He says, yeah. He says, I already gave it to the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
But politically, the narrative is it's there. It's designed to discredit anybody who ever even voted for Donald Trump, and that way they can increase their power and they can increase really a political intimidation of people.
Well, again, the point I'm trying to make here, folks, is that they weren't all Trump supporters, and the evidence is now pointing to that. All right, let's give a listen to this, because this is the DHS secretary talking about the fact that there's a challenge at the border, but there is no crisis. Listen to this.
During a White House briefing, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas was asked if the border situation is a crisis.
The answer is no.
But he did describe it as a stressful challenge, and he accused the Trump administration of dismantling the U.S. immigration system.
Quite frankly, the entire system was gutted.
Mayorkas said unaccompanied minors are being housed in U.S. facilities, migrant families and single adults are being returned, and that fixing the system will take time. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the news that came out yesterday was that the illegals coming across the border were up 50% in the month of January.
That's huge. That's unbelievably huge.
Yeah, and that's not a crisis?
Well, of course it's a crisis, but this is why they have to rename things. For example, now that they're back with the, remember now the, I don't want to say kids in cages per se, but it's the, those.
Well, now it's kids in tents.
Kids in tents, but now they're influx centers as opposed to when Trump was in office, they were concentration camps. You know, so they, the words do matter and they try to rename these things to make it, you know, much more palatable so people watch the news and go, oh, okay, well, they're just influx centers now. Or, oh, it's just a stressful challenge. I'm so glad there's no crisis, you know, going on at the border. That's what it's all designed to do.
Now, Nikki Haley, a couple of weeks back, ripped Donald Trump some comments that she made. I think she said something along the lines, I'm trying to paraphrase it, that he wasn't representative of the Republican Party.
Well, that she also went on to say she didn't think he was really going to be in the picture. He's fallen so far that nobody should have followed him after the election was over, that kind of thing.
Okay, so what did she say about the speech that Donald Trump gave?
Well, she said that it was a great speech, basically.
And she did a complete 180.
Well, that's exactly right. She said she talked about the winning policies that he talked about in a what she called a strong speech, and that the party needs to unite behind these ideas moving forward, basically. So yeah, I think this is some serious damage control by Nikki Haley.
All right, hold on a second here. Okay, this must be Todd in Tampa. You got 60 seconds, I think. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I told you that wasn't Trump supporters. I've been to the 9 Trump rallies, okay? I could do the FBI's job in 5 minutes, okay? That was Black Lives Matter and George Soros. That's number one. Let me tell LeBron James something, okay? If you love black people, you tell them that no white person should be stopping a black person from going to work, whether they're a governor, a mayor, or a president. You're making your $25 million from the Chinese Basketball Association. You should be out there saying blacks should be able to go to work and not have somebody tell them that they have to stay at home while you're building your billion-dollar empire. See, that's the difference between someone who loves people like me and grew up with blacks in the Bronx and you, okay? Because you're trying to defend these clowns while you're making your million and Joe Biden's making his $400,000 a year and everyone else in Washington is making their quarter first year. Open up our country and get back to work. Let's go and save the country.
All right. Thank you. That's Todd in Tampa. Kyle, you hang on, folks. I'll be right back. And when I come back, we're going to explain what Governor Whitmer has done to get herself in trouble and a lawsuit brought up against her, as well as what Jim Jordan challenged Jerry Nadler to do, and more. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A third woman has come forward accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. The woman told the New York Times that the governor made unwanted advances towards her at a wedding in 2019. New York's Attorney General Letitia James announced Monday that her office would investigate allegations against the governor from two former aides. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio told CNN that if the allegations against Cuomo are proven, he should resign.
The governor issued a total non-apology earlier and in effect treated sexual harassment as some kind of laughing matter. It's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. It's very, very serious stuff. And we need a full investigation. If it proves that these allegations are true, how can someone lead a state if they've done these kind of things?
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And thank you very much, Mr. Kyle. He's on the line. I'll get to him in a second. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico, geico.com, the website, G-E-I-C-O. Now, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for the auto you're driving, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They also give you coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or even RV. And guess what, folks? You can get help with your homeowners and renters insurance policy, too, through Geico, either your local agent or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. So, if you bundle your homeowners or your renters insurance together with your motor vehicle, it will save you money. Check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Check them out online. See what they can do for you and see if they can help you the way they have me over the past 15 years that they've been my company of record. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, well, we had a caller, and we're going to answer the caller's question here in just a minute, but I want to explain a little bit more about this award-winning journalist in Michigan who is suing Governor Whitmer all the way to the Supreme Court, her words, not mine, over the nursing home coronavirus data. Now, something very interesting happened in Michigan. The health director in the state resigned and immediately fired back a verbal barrage at Governor Whitmer for a secret payoff?
Well, again, this is the definition then of whistleblower.
Basically. Graft.
Yep.
Corruption. Fraud. And, bribery. Yep.
Right. So, but someone to actually go to that length, it's a very, very difficult but very brave thing to do, obviously, because of the ramifications. But, yeah, you're right, Captain. This award-winning journalist, Charlie LaDuff, he won the Pulitzer Prize in 2001. For his work with the New York Times, and he's basically saying that the public has a right to know. And he goes on to say that they shut down the entire economy. They interrupted all the children's lives in what he says is the name of protecting the most vulnerable. He says we now know this was the institutionalized elderly. And so he says if we could not protect them, at the very least we deserve an explanation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, that's right. So they're prepared to go. This is the Mackinac Center, evidently, is going to bring this lawsuit. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we had a caller asking about the stimulus bill and where that's at. And here's the status of the stimulus bill. Today, it goes from the House, where it was passed, to the Senate. And the Senate will start to take it up. It's going to a committee first, which is a procedure in the Senate. They'll try to fast-track it through the committee. But they want that $15 an hour minimum wage, which is in it, out of it.
Right.
So whatever they're going to take out of it and still pass it in the Senate, we'll have to see. Obviously, the Democrats and the Republicans are tied 50-50. But because the president in office is a Democrat, they traditionally in the Senate allow the Democrats, the same party as the White House, to be the majority, which means the chairman of the committee will be a Democrat, so he's the plus one on the committee, wherever this is going to be heard. Now, the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill does have those $1,400 checks in it, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Those are going to stay in it. But the date that someone might get one of these checks is contingent totally upon whether or not they pass the legislation between now and the end of the week. Now, if they do that, the goal is to have a check in everybody's hands by the end of March.
Well, that's right. Basically, they're also trying to get to, at the very least, March 14th to have the president sign it. That's the day that there's a lot of jobless benefits, I think, that run out that have to be extended.
Yeah, but why take it to the last minute when you can do it a little bit ahead of time get it out there? Because I'm telling you, they say they've already got the checks printed. I don't know about that or not. I don't know if they do or they don't. But the word that I've heard in Washington, D.C. is the Treasury has already printed the checks, and they're ready to go however they go. So we'll have to wait, and we'll have to see what happens. But it's going to take about 3 to 4 weeks, the way they have it figured out, to get it into everybody's hands from the time it gets passed.
And one would think, too, that there's going to be the direct deposits, as we saw before. So some people will get a physical check.
Yeah, if you're set up and you paid taxes, that's the key. If you're set up and you paid taxes, they'll put it right back in the account that you paid your taxes from. Okay, let me go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's Deborah again from Clearwater. But I just had a comment and a question. I do have an account with the IRS because I owe them some money from a year ago, and I have direct deposits, so I'm hoping maybe I could get mine before the end of March.
How did you get it? How did you get it the last time?
I got a direct deposit.
Okay, well, then you'll probably get it the same way.
And I also got the $600, so what happens to the poor people that never received the $600? They're never going to get that $600, right?
Well, if you didn't qualify, no. And if you didn't get it and you didn't go to your congressman and say, hey, man, I think I was supposed to get a check and I didn't get it. If you didn't do that, too bad, so sad. See ya.
Okay. Well, and one other question that really has me upset, because I'm a Trumpster. I love the listen to me, doctor. I just got out of the hospital. President Trump. I love President Trump. And what is it with the Republicans? Why is it that they're fighting this thing about us getting, it seems like they don't want us to have that money, that $1,400.
Well, okay, there's a reason for that, so we'll explain, but thank you for calling, okay?
All right, thanks.
Kyle, do you know what the reason is?
Well, I know that there's a lot of other stuff in that bill that they're not.
That's part of it. Yeah. That's part of it. But here's the reason. The economy is doing much better than what they thought. Donald Trump's economy that he left behind for the Democrats is far better than what the Democrats were saying when they were going, oh, we're going to have a black winter. Oh, it's going to be so terrible. Oh, it's going to be so awful. Well, the numbers out there are better than they ever thought they were. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at some things right here that I'm going to be talking about with Chris Markowski in hour number three. The Atlanta Fed's measure just saw a 5.9% growth at the end of January, which is being revised upwards. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The GDP to 10% for the first quarter of 2021.
Wow. Wow.
Now, we haven't seen that in a while, and that's not because of Joe Biden. That's because of the economy that was left in place by the president, President Trump. So that's why they're having this discussion, disagreement back and forth, because the Republicans are saying, hey, we don't need this big of a stimulus. We don't need a $112 million underground bridge with a subway in Nancy Pelosi's district just to appease the people that are over there where she lives. We don't need that. We don't need all this other stuff. That's what the deal is.
Well, right, and this is one of the reasons why they should have had...
I said million, I meant billion.
Well, two separate bills they should have had. Number one is the bill that gives people money, and the other bill, they can talk about all the other funding that they want to do. But also, Captain, the optics are still in play here, and they were very much in play last November when they could have, the Republican Senate could have pushed to pass the bill, but unfortunately at that time Mitch McConnell did not want to really do that, and the optics played out very badly, or I should say after the November election.
Well, that's because he did, he did not explain to the people what it was that was going on. He just said, well, no, the, I think his excuse was something along the lines of what I just told you to a smaller degree. Well, the economy is doing much better, and we're just going to hold off because it doesn't really need this right now. Well, actually, at the time it did, but because of everything that Donald Trump had going on, everything he put in place is firing on all 19 and a half cylinders.
Well, right, absolutely. The unfortunate thing on that, though, now is that with the Biden economy emerging, it's going to be
It downhill. The second quarter, I'll bet you money right now, the second quarter will be, if it's even a positive, I'll be surprised with all the jobs in the energy sector that went.
Oh, sure. And now look at the cost of fuel. Now, for our friends out there tonight hauling across the United States, this cost of fuel, cost of groceries, cost to put gas in your car, that's going to have a huge effect.
Well, I got it right here in front of me, and I think when we do the truckers report, I'll mention the wholesale price of fuel without the taxes and just let people know again what the heck's going on here. It's unbelievable. All righty, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with our first truckers highway and byway report. Not a lot to talk about tonight, but we'll talk about fuel.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report. When you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning. A big old hoo out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And thanks for standing on that wall. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. When you see that big old sign out there for the Pilot or the Flying J, pull on in there. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become one, because you're going to get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for what you buy in the trucker store. It all adds up. It'll save you money on purchases down the line, or you can use it in the Drivers Club catalog store to get things there at tremendous discounts by using your points. And you always get a free cup of coffee. Just go in there and tell them the captain sent you, and you're in like fun. Now, that goes for the RVers, too, so don't forget that. So in the meantime, here we go. We're going to hop on a train.
Take me on out of the sound. Well, that's the one I'm in love with.
you, that's a little train by the Blackfoot Group. And I'll tell you what, Bumper and Kyle in here, have you heard that before?
I can't say that I have, but it's got a great sound.
Well, it's a group that plays up in the Northwest, and they are Indians from the Blackfoot tribe, and that's where I heard that. And I decided I'd play it. They sent me the song a while back, and I said, okay. I asked them for their permission, got it, and here we are, and you just heard it tonight.
Very cool. Great.
All right, now I'm going to read the weather statement. I'm going to give it to you because most of the weather's over here by me, and there's not a lot of it. Thank God we got a little reprieve here. But the weather is expected to be mostly quiet this first week of March, but there are a few hazards to monitor. Locally heavy rain and thunderstorms may produce flooding from the Ark-La-Tex to the southeast early this week through Wednesday. By the way, another strong cold front is sweeping off the East Coast. It's going to result in very gusty winds. We had some winds last night gusting to 45 miles an hour along the coast all the way up through New England. And it's going to be across the Northeast and into New England. And there you go. So, Kyle, I don't see much out there by you, but have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, tonight we're just tracking a couple of high wind warnings, and they're going to be in Wyoming, and this is along I-25 near Wheatland. This is going to be north of Cheyenne, also along Interstate 80, this in the area of Elk Mountain, high wind warning tonight in Wyoming. Also, we have a freeze warning. This is going to be, again, on the 101 freeway. This is going to be north of Santa Rosa up until about Redway, almost to Redway, along Highway 101 in California. Freeze warning and frost advisory in that region. But again, that's right, it's very clear. Well, it looks like we're going to have some weather coming into the Pacific Northwest as we get through the week here. Looks like maybe about Thursday, Friday into next week, they're going to have rain in the Seattle, Portland area. Also in Southern California, we may have another system coming in. A little bit of rain on Wednesday, but another system coming in on the weekend, which could see some precipitation. Of course, snow in the mountains, 5,000 feet or so. So that's what's really kind of going out west tonight, Captain.
Well, I'll have to go to Nebraska to find a little something to tell the people about. If you're coming up I-29, you're going to have a little bit of rain and some fog mixed coming up out of Iowa and right there Missouri, coming up that way out of Kansas City. And you're going to have a little bit of fog, maybe about 50 miles or so south of Omaha, and a little bit of rain right in that small area, about 30 miles around. Then you'll be out of it. In the meantime, there are some winds blowing around Oklahoma City in the central part of there, as well as in Kansas, central part of Kansas. Now, let me go on up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, because you do have some gusty winds and a gale warning, again, up off Lake Superior, Lake Huron, and Lake Michigan, and it's very cold up there along the lakes tonight. You got some really cold temperatures way up yonder, especially up into Canada, too. I'll stay in the north part of the country. New York State, upstate New York, got some really cold freezing temperatures in the Adirondacks tonight, all the way up to Quebec. Same way with the northern half of Vermont, northern half of New Hampshire, and the northern part of Maine. But it's very windy tonight across most of Pennsylvania, over into New Jersey, over into southern New York, on up towards Albany. Connecticut is windy tonight. Long Island is windy tonight. You do have a gale warning all the way from about Cape Cod, it looks like, all the way up around to Nova Scotia, with winds that could reach 40 to 50 miles an hour in some areas up there. So batten down the hatches, and our friends in Portland, Maine, you're going to be feeling a lot of wind up there tonight. And then we do have some rain tonight to talk about in West Virginia, across West, by God, Virginia. So whether or not you're on I-64, you're on I-77, or you're on I-79 in West Virginia, you are going to find rain. And Also, I-70, looks like there'll be a little bit of rain there along I-70, that short stretch there. And then down along the Gulf, Kyle, to wrap things up, we've got some blustery conditions along the Gulf. It looks like as if we got a little bit of sea fog that might be there from about Pensacola over to New Orleans, maybe as far as Hammond, Louisiana, but it's right there pretty much along the water, so it hasn't gone inland yet. But there is some fog out there in the Gulf that could come in a little bit later in the evening. Now, tell us about the Flying J while I'm finding something here.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, folks, basically, if you're out on the road and you pull into the Pilot and Flying J, you're probably going to find something that you've really been craving if you're hungry. For example, you may find a Denny's, a Wendy's, a Subway, also a Pizza Hut. How about an Arby's or a Huddle House? Moe's Southwest Grill. Also, DQ can be found at many of these Pilot and Flying J travel centers. And not just that, if you pull in and you mention the Captain's America Third Watch during the program, you'll get a free cup of coffee. It's a large cup of coffee.
Yeah, all you got to do is say they were listening to the Captain on the radio. That's all you got to do.
That's right. And we think you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
Yeah. Now, let's mention something here before we go to the top of the hour. It seems that the CDC has now backed the Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 shot as a vaccine. It's just about ready to ship, and they expect to have millions of doses out there soon. That's the one-shot vaccine, right?
That's exactly right.
And they're... seems to be some discrepancy over how soon it might be out there. Some people are saying, well, you might not want to take this because it's only 70% effective. But that's an average. In some people, it's as much as 94% effective. And in other areas, it drifts on down to about 60%. But the average is 70% for all of them.
Well, that's right. And what we understand, Captain, is it should be out between, say, 24 and 48 hours.
Uh-huh.
They've got about 4 million ready to go, 100 million, they say, by the end of June, or by June, I should say. And also, one of the most important aspects of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is that it doesn't have to be kept at super low temperatures.
Nope.
Which also means you could put this stuff in a cooler, basically, and take it out to people who can't actually go to the doctor or the vaccination center or this kind of thing. So folks who just really can't leave their house, and there are many who cannot, they may have autoimmune disorders, this kind of thing, they don't want to go out, the virus can be brought to them by their healthcare provider. So that's a very, very good part about this particular vaccine.
All righty, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. And we have a lot more stuff to talk about, including the asylum seekers that are coming across the border. We got several thousand of them that have already come in, and about 75,000 just sitting there waiting for the opportunity. Will they be patient? I doubt it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.